This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Please stand by for the John and Gordy Morning Show. Phone lines are open right now. Call or text 608-879-8255 or use the free Civic Media app. And now, live from the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, here are John and Gordy. We're truly sorry.
Well, we finally got the phone number out there.
Big thumbs up.
Yeah.
It's good.
We always forget that part of the show.
Right.
We should bring it up more often. But it's good to at least get it once an hour.
Well, I can do it again. 608-879-8255.
That's Ooh, boy. Yeah. Ooh, nailed
two,
it.
Two in the
nailed
first
it. Yeah, I'm surprised that my headphones were turned up. Well, my goodness sakes, everything is ready this morning.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It is.
Usually it's all screwed around by those kids that come in here and play that damn loud
rock and roll music
all weekend long. Everything's moved around, but yeah, not today.
Yeah, they moved that juvenile delinquency out of the building. So it's a new age, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's an age of common sense. So let me just say that this is the revolution of common sense edition of the John and Gordy in the Morning Show.
Oh, okay.
that's what Trump is calling it, the revolution of common sense.
That's got a good ring to it.
My God. Why is everything the opposite? Why do they speak in opposites? I can't keep up.
I'm sure they workshop that.
I'm sure they do.
Their meetings?
Just to keep us confused. That's all it's about.
Well, here it is Monday morning, and boy, there's a lot of stuff going on. It's MLK Jr. Day,
yes,
of course. So a lot of offices are closed, but we're here.
We're here. I think we were supposed to be off today, but we came in by accident.
Forgot. Oh well, but that's all right. It's also Inauguration Day at noon today. The new president takes over again.
There's a certain irony in all that, isn't there?
Yeah. And it's too cold outside, not only here, but in the Capitol. So they're doing the inauguration under the dome.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. You know, it's strange because, you know, we had cold weather all weekend long.
Yeah.
And for some reason, getting up first thing in the morning and making it into work, it seemed like the cold, I don't know, it had more of an impact.
Super
on my psychology, you know, I'm like,
because it's happening first thing in the morning.
Yeah, it is.
Do you not feel well or?
No, I feel okay. It's just that maybe it's so cold that we should have just stayed home. we should try the new setup in your office.
Yeah, I've got rearranged the studio, and it's all set to go.
Yeah, what are you doing? Are you playing soccer in there?
We've got this waste can that's it needs to be halfway between us both of us to be satisfied where the waste can is. So
he always complains about it, and I
been complaining about it for almost a year and a half. But, you know, but instead, my way of complaining is just throwing trash on the floor.
That's right. So I thought, you know, just.
You try to preempt that.
I did, and just so we can get along, finally, once and for all.
we can both kick it now.
Yeah.
When we get angry, we can.
Yeah.
See, it's right there. Okay.
So that works.
Well, it's 9 minutes past the hour, and boy, it's cold. 5 degrees below zero, and when you factor in the wind chill or the feels-like temperature, if you get a little breeze, 17 below.
Yeah, it's pretty chilly.
You know, yesterday, I think my car's thermometer was lower than I'd ever seen it before. When I woke up, I think it was like negative 15 or something like that.
Oh, boy.
I was up in Rhinelander.
Yeah.
Rhinelander?
Yeah,
what are you doing way up
way
north?
Up north.
Oh, man.
Well, I used to work at a scout camp, a Boy Scout camp, and they run stuff in the wintertime on the weekends, and so I was helping out up there.
Is there something wrong with them?
You're a helper.
What? Yeah, there's summer camp in winter.
There's quite a few things wrong with me, John.
What?
There's quite a few things wrong with me.
Well, what's wrong with them? Wait, can't they just take the winter off? My God.
Why would they want to camp in winter like this?
Well, so you can go snowshoeing and cross-country skiing and sledding and stuff like that.
Did you do all those things?
I went cross-country skiing, yeah, for the first time in quite a long time.
They had snow.
They did. Not a ton. More than last year, though.
Oh, okay.
Well, do you wonder what the afternoon temperature
will be today? What is it going to be, Gordy?
What's the choice of... Sam, why don't you choose? What are we going to do?
Let's use the roulette wheel today.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
What? Is that not what you wanted, John?
You seem disappointed. Like, oh, okay. It's not a real wheel, you know? Just the sound effect. That's all it is. It's 4 degrees above is our actual predicted afternoon high.
Oh, my God.
Four.
Oh,
just
no.
Four. God.
Yeah, you didn't mention this, but we have a, instead of the regular marble, we had a cat's eye marble in there.
It's pretty.
I know, isn't it?
I wish I still had my marbles, but I lost them a long time ago.
Yeah, I have a tin filled with marbles.
Do you really?
I do.
From your kids' days?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Used to look through the crystal marbles and look at the surface of the moon. Wasn't that so cool?
Yeah.
It really was.
Do you have any Steelys? Do you have some Steelys?
Oh, I love the Steelys. Yeah.
I think I've only really seen like decorative marbles. I don't know if I've seen ones that you play with. Yeah.
Yeah, the clear ones you can look through.
Yeah.
In the light, and it looks like the surface of the moon. It's just so cool. Yeah. That's how we had to kind of feed our imagination in the early days before cell phones.
Yeah. When I go to resale stores, I always see there are always collections of marbles, and they're expensive.
Steely boulders were the prize.
The big ones.
Those are the prize.
Yeah, because you could really do some damage with those.
You really could.
I was going to say, what if you throw them at somebody, get angry, you're playing marbles on the playground? And
believe it or not, the steely boulders bounced really well.
Yeah.
You throw that down on pavement.
Look out. Take an eye out.
And I actually experienced that.
Did you?
I took out my my best friend's picture window.
Really?
I bounced it on their sidewalk in front of their house. That baby went through their picture window.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
the experience I had with Steely.
You own up to that? Did you?
Oh, yeah. I was there. Everybody was there.
Everybody
saw what happened.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That was expensive for the homeowner.
I know.
Fix.
Yeah, not good.
Okay. Let's get to the National Day calendar for today. We've got a couple of items you might be interested in. Is it National Cashmere Sweater Day? Is it National Cheese Lovers Day? National Butter Crunch Day? National Disc Jockey Day. Which day does not belong?
It's not National Disc Jockey Day.
Actually, you're wrong. It is National Disc Jockey Day.
It's our day today?
Yeah, well, we don't spin any discs anymore, but yes, it's National Day.
Remember last year they had National Disc Jockey or Announcer Day or something like that?
And
it was on a Sunday when we don't work.
Right.
Brilliant.
Well, now it's on a Monday because it's a year later.
Excellent. And it's not National Farm Day?
I didn't mention National Farm Day, but we will have we'll be talking to Pam Yonke in a few minutes.
Yeah. So it is.
It's, what day? Sam, do you want to guess what day it's not? Out of my list?
Boy,
you weren't paying attention, were you?
No, I was, but I forgot them now.
Okay. I did too, so.
Well, it's not National Cashmere Sweater Day.
Oh, there we go.
Oh. Yeah, but it is National, let's start with National Disc Jockey Day.
All right.
Sure. Today's the day. Each year, we recognize DJs playing the music and spinning those records. The observance takes place annually on January 20th. First disc jockey was an experiment on the airwaves. In 1909, 16-year-old Ray Newby was a student under the supervision of Charles Doc Harold at Harold College of Engineering and Wireless. Doesn't say where that is. I don't know. He played the first records over the airwaves before the word disc jockey had been created.
Yeah.
1909.
Wow. Did they have those tubes?
those great big tubes? I don't know.
The tubes that recorded audio.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you were talking about...
The internet is a series of tubes.
No, not those tubes. Anyway, we salute all the disc jockeys all across the fruited plain or whatever.
The fruited plain.
Okay. National Cheese Lovers Day. Boy, this is a big day here in Wisconsin.
Well, we have to talk to Pam Yonke about that.
Yeah. Don't feel blue or act capriciously. It says here, January 20th is a Gouda day to cumin over and have some cheddar I can't read all these weird cheese names.
We're celebrating cheese lovers.
Basic cheese making. Yeah, cheese. You worked in a cheese making distribution center, didn't you, Sam?
Yeah, well, we didn't make any cheese.
Packaged it.
Yeah, we took gigantic blocks of cheese that weighed 640 pounds and cut them down to the size you'd buy in a grocery store.
Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of Cheese Day, I don't think we're going to have time to get to the history with Pam today, the history books.
Okay.
But I just got to throw this in. Today in 1964 at the New York World's Fair, the Wisconsin Cheese Foundation, they sponsored the world's largest to-date block of cheese ever made. And when it was finished, I saw a picture of it. It was like the size of a truck, and it weighed 34,591 pounds.
How did they weigh that?
That's a big chunk of cheese.
That's huge.
That's a lot of cheese. Okay. Well, thank you for bringing that to our attention.
They had to compress that somehow. That's what cheese is made.
Right,
How would you make that?
I don't know.
In sections, obviously.
Probably, yeah.
Like a car crusher?
One of those guys. Yeah,
compactor.
Exactly.
A compactor, yeah. Right. Anything else happen on this date?
I wasn't prepared for the history books. Let's see. Today,
you brought it up.
Today at night. Well, we were talking about cheese. Today in 1981, the Iranian hostage crisis came to an end. Mm-hmm. The Americans came home.
That's right.
And in 2020, we had the very first confirmed case of COVID in the United States.
Wow. 2020.
Yeah, some recent
5 years ago. That's crazy.
Wild stuff.
Time flies.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Mm. Well, we've got Pam Yonke coming up next. A little bit later on in the show, we're going to talk to former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin and find out how he's doing and what he's up to. And we've also got some things about TikTok, right? Some comments about TikTok.
We have a list of topics about TikTok. It kept changing, you know?
Yes.
I'm putting the show together. I've got this. I've got that. And all of a sudden, none of that is relevant anymore. But we're going to play it all.
That's right. We're going to get to every bit of it here. Just getting started on a Monday morning. We'll be back with Pam Yonke from the Midwest Farm Report coming up in just a moment on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX, very special edition, the Revolution of Common Sense edition of the John and Gordy in the Morning
Show. Is
that
what it is?
That's what Trump is calling his inauguration.
Okay.
So we'll see what common sense is to him.
We'll get to that a little bit later on.
Yeah.
But right now, Pam Yonke joins us from Midwest Farm Report. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, guys. How do you like this weather for a Monday?
Oh, boy.
We're not liking getting up to it, that's for sure.
It's a slap in the face. 5 degrees below right here.
Yeah. With wind chill, it's like, 17 below?
Yes.
It feels like it anyway. So, this kind of weather is really bad for farmers. What it can do to the ground without all that ground cover of snow that they're not getting this year. So what's up, Pam?
Can It's obviously a taxing day for anybody that's in Wisconsin, but I always think about my farmers. I mean, they've got to be out in it to take care of livestock, make sure everything is running. And their preparation probably began yesterday. I was just thinking and talking with my weather guy this morning about the stuff you did as a farm kid, or, you know, tried to do anyhow, was make sure you had things plugged in the night before. So much of what we depend on in agriculture today is mechanized. You know, it's running with an engine or a motor. The other thing that I think about with our dairy farmers that you may not stop and realize is there's a lot of water that we use when it comes to milking those cows. And that, obviously, in this kind of weather, is not a good thing to try to be dealing with, you know, keeping things thawed and so forth. So, and it's also about the animals themselves. I mean, there was a bad storm that hit the Plain State, so I don't know, probably 4 years ago now. And I remember my friend's other farm broadcasters telling me that literally animal skin was freezing to the ground. And that, you know, that's really something. We don't have the snow cover like you guys pointed out, but if those animals are in contact with moisture and then lay down, we've had, you know, literally the tips of the teats on the cows get frozen to the ground, and then they tear them. That makes it really difficult. I mean, after they heal, it can still be real difficult to try to milk that particular quarter oat. And same, I don't want to, this is a G-rated show, I understand, but there's other parts of the animal body that can freeze to the ground as well. Mm-hmm. And that can cause reproductive issues down the road. So a lot of different things that cross farmers' minds when it comes to taking care of the livestock. And just simple things today, like trying to keep water running, is, you know, just keep them watered and fed. That'll take enough of their time out of the day. So everybody, take care of yourselves. Watch out for the elements. I'm thinking about you.
How do they take care of something like that? I mean, I know, you know, huge livestock, farms out there, and how do they keep all these cows warm and water running without freezing? How do they do that? Do they heat the barns in some way, shape, or form effectively?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the animals themselves will help to heat a barn, that's for sure. We don't have something like a furnace, in the barns. That would be a little problematic. We do have things like heat tape that everybody is probably familiar with, something that you can put around your pipes to try to keep them from freezing up too tight on you. But again, like I said, it's a lot of work to get that heat tape out there and then to kind of double back and make sure that it's working when you need it. Same thing, the block heaters. You know, we've got diesel engines are something we rely on heavily in production agriculture. That means you've got to have block heaters on them to keep that pan of oil basically at least warm enough to turn the engine.
Yeah.
So a lot of extension cords out there this morning that are coming into play when it comes to keeping animals, you know, comfortable and keeping them fed, keeping the equipment all going in the right direction. I just remember chores always take a long time. I mean, even on the best of days, chores take a lot of time. On mornings like this, it's like they're never done. You're always trying to check, is one waterer thawed? Is, you know, the silo, is the equipment we need for throwing silage or bringing down hay, spread manure, doing all that kind of stuff, is it thawed out? And, you know, on a morning like this, you just cross your fingers that you remember to do everything right yesterday while you could, you know, be proactive.
Well, when the other problem with this is this cold is going to last today, tonight, and tomorrow, and we're not going to get any real relief until maybe Wednesday. So it extends all of those problems.
Well, and like I said, these are the days when you recognize or realize where you should have put a piece of plywood to cover up that draft. Our baby calves are the ones that we really, really take focused care on this time of with this kind of weather event. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our baby calves, when you drive past barns, you'll see that they might be out in what we call calf hutches. Well, those calf hutches are designed to face south so that they're always getting the sunshine, seldom the winds. But then our farmers will also, you may have seen them, put jackets on their calves, calf jackets that are kind of like what you put on your dog when you're walking them if you've got a smaller dog, and then constantly making sure that they're trying to give them a little bit of warm, either colostrum or warm milk replacer to keep their insides nice and warm, and then just checking back on them often. but trying to prevent a draft from coming in by any of our livestock or any of the any place where you've got a bend in a pipe. Like for a lot of our milk pipelines, if you've got a bend, you've also got to make sure that you're watching that that stays thawed, or that'll gum up the whole works trying to keep milking going.
Well, what I know that the Dairy Expo ended, and what was your experience there?
Well, we were at Dairy Strong, which celebrated its 10th anniversary. It's hosted by the Dairy Business Association all around for 25 years. And what was really interesting is how pretty much upbeat all of the dairy producers were at the conference. Some of it has to do with the inauguration that you alluded to earlier, fellas. I think that agriculture, it was still a strong supporter for Trump, and they're waiting to see exactly what happens. But more importantly, it's the camaraderie of things like that, that Dairy Strong Conference, where farmers from dairy farmers from all across Wisconsin come together. They've got shared experiences, shared challenges on mornings like this. And just to get a chance to get together and stand in the hall and talk or over lunch or something like that, that really seemed to bring people's spirits up a lot. So excellent 10th annual Dairy Strong Conference that was up in Green Bay, hosted by the Dairy Business Association. I'm glad they invited me.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Good times there. And yep. And again, it's National Cheese Lovers, Pam, so to all the cheesemakers out there, we salute them today, too.
That's right.
That's right. This morning, right. Your heart should be pumping cheddar today.
Okay. Yes, absolutely.
We're out of time for today, but Pam, all thank right, you yeah. for joining us.
All right, boys, stay warm.
All yeah, right, we will try.
Very good. We've got Idiocracy right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
You calling me a liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Yep, all the time, actually.
It is 6:35. It's 5 degrees below zero. It feels like 17 below. Bundle up, excuse me. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online at verlo.com. Be sure to ask about their lifetime guarantee. It's time for Idiocracy.
It is.
Here
it
we
is.
Go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There's a lot of it going around.
Big day today, inauguration day for Trump. And the Trump War Room is going to troll Biden by a video that they produced that shows the Biden White House as a care home for seniors.
Okay.
And where, per the narrator, its residents feel like presidents.
I think my head just exploded.
Mine too.
Really?
Mine too. And then there's a caption, eviction note at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, what? White House, senior living will cease to exist. And its resident will be transferred to a Delaware facility on a permanent basis.
Okay.
This sounds reminiscent of the plot of Bubba Hotep.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Boy, that's a nice way to send Biden off, isn't it?
I think that's very classy.
Yeah, really taking the high road.
Really?
My God. Yay.
All right. Now, you know, out there on the web, there's a lot of wisdom out there. I call it web wisdoms. And let's get to the Talk Talk segment.
Okay. Here we go.
to hear what people have to say. There we go.
Took a while for the turntable to get going.
Yeah, we had a little delay there. You know, TikTok was down over the weekend.
That's right.
So
came back a little
delayed?
Slower. That's too bad.
Okay.
All right. This is why did Trump move his inauguration indoors? Well, let's listen
to Donald Trump has announced that he will move his inauguration inside the Capitol on Monday because of cold weather. Poor little snowflake can't handle 22 degrees. When Obama was first inaugurated, it was 28 degrees, only 6 degrees of separation. I was there in the cold, standing on the roof of a building near the Capitol, covering it for BET. And the crowd was much larger than Trump's tiny turnout 8 years later. What's ironic about Trump's announcement is that he claims to represent the party of tough guys who want to bring back manhood and masculinity and invade Greenland and Canada, but they can't handle a cold snap in Washington, D.C. How's that going to work out? And this is the party that interprets every natural disaster from hurricanes to wildfires as a condemnation from God against the wickedness of the left. So maybe Trump is canceling the outdoor ceremony for low turnout. Maybe his billionaire supporters demanded it be moved indoors. Or maybe God is trying to tell you something. Not today, Satan. But in the spirit of Michelle Obama and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., whose birthdays are the only celebrations I acknowledge this holiday weekend, I offer these three words of comfort. Thoughts and prayers.
All right.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah. My mega friend in Milwaukee called, and you know, I said, well, look, you know, maybe Trump doesn't think he can get the big crowd that he thought he could, and
maybe
he wanted to move in indoors.
He probably doesn't want to end up like whatever president that was, I think William Henry Harrison, who spent too long giving his inauguration speech and caught pneumonia and then died like a month later.
Yes, that happened.
You know, Trump has that problem of going a little bit long.
Well, it's all set for the Capitol around noon today.
You know, his inauguration, the temperature is going to be a little bit warmer than it was for Obama. So I don't know. It seems kind of crazy. And did you see all the interviews on X where people who had made the trip to D.C.?
Spent a couple of $1,000s getting here.
You know, they're very accommodating, though, aren't they? Oh, well, you know, if he feels like he has to do it. You know, they made a trip across the country. They spent billions of dollars to get there. And now they're, well, you know, if he feels like doing that, that's okay. You know, let him run over me a few times, too. My God. I saw this clip. I thought this was just so timely. I couldn't even believe this was on In Living Color. Remember that show?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
This is a parody, but it's all about DEI. And it's strange. Way before DEI was even a thought in somebody's head.
Okay.
And I just thought, this really kind of says it all here. Why don't we listen? Why don't we listen to this? Cut 88.
What's the matter, Tom? You look down.
Well, I hired another white incompetent applicant for a management position and gave the overqualified black applicant the entry-level office job again. I feel so terrible.
I know what you mean, hon. I called the cops on some black kids that were asking for donations for the United Negro Scholarship Fund. I just assumed they were gang members. I feel terrible, too.
Has this ever happened to you? Well, now you can unload your guilt in minutes for only $5.95. That's right, $5.95.
How?
By simply dialing 1-900-YT-GUILT. Your call will be answered by an educated, militant Afro-American person. Press 1 for housing discrimination, press 2 for job discrimination, or press 3 for plain old scared your daughter might marry one of them fear.
This is the Minister Louis Farrakhan. And what is your crime?
Well, they had a vote for affirmative action on the job today, and I vetoed it.
Why? Are you afraid that if given a position of authority in that office, that black man will repay you for your 300 years of oppression?
Yes, that's it.
Or is the real fear that you'll be standing side by side in the executive washroom and accidentally look over and be reminded of your anatomical inferiority? You are so...
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right.
Louis Farrakhan. Bit was always one of my favorites.
In Living Color, that was a great show.
It was
on Fox.
Wayans Brothers
and Jim Carrey.
Yeah,
his first TV show.
That's right.
Yeah, that he appeared on.
What was that, Fireman?
Fireman Bob, wasn't it? Or
something like that. Jim Carrey played Fireman Bob.
Fire Marshal Bill.
Fire Marshal
Bill. That's what
Bill.
It was. Thank yes. you, Sam. Yeah that Fire Marshal Bill.
That was great stuff. Very stressful.
That was really good. We'll have to dig out some.
Well, you know, Doug out in St. Francis, Milwaukee, suggested this. He said, Biden has pardoned Fauci. Where's the pardon for John and Gordy?
Yeah, where's ours?
And I completely forgot about that.
Yeah, preemptive.
We're left exposed here.
We should have asked for that.
We should have said something, yeah. Well, we're in Idiocracy right now. And
yes.
This list caught my eye. Apparently, the indictments piled up under Republican presidents, but not so much under the Democratic presidents. Nixon.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, Nixon tops the list. I'm not going down this by list, by the amount, but Nixon really did top it out at 76 indictments. that's quite the number when you consider all the other ones. Ford had one, Carter had one, Reagan 26.
Mm, okay.
Republican, yeah.
Okay.
Republican 76, Republican 26. Let's keep going. H.W. 1, Clinton 2. W. Bush.
Yeah.
16. There you
okay.
go. Yeah. And Obama, 0.
Zero. No indictments
None.
For Obama.
Trump,
nothing.
13. That's kind
all?
Of a low number when you think of Trump and Nixon and Reagan. But anyway, just 13. And then Biden, 0.
There you go.
Yeah.
And so Trump, but first. Still the in the number one position for convicted felons holding
well,
presidential
yes.
office.
Yes, he is number
he's
one.
He's the only one. He's number. He's right at the top.
I was surprised. You know, they indicted him and you know became a felon. Right? They broadcast this last week. Oh, felon in the White House. Yeah. But I what happened to the 34 felonies prior to that? I mean, no one said, well, there's 34. Felonies. He's a felon in the White House. I don't understand. Why did they discount all of the 40 or the 34 felonies and just go with the one?
Well, I think he was convicted on more than one charge, wasn't he? No?
I think on all counts so that it multiplies, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just thinking out loud. Okay. And I probably shouldn't do that.
Okay, well.
I have nowhere to go with that. All right, now, and this is, I don't know if I should, I'll get to that later. We should talk about the Trump calendar, of course, you know, early on in the year, so you can, you know, certainly enjoy your Trump calendar.
Calendar?
Yeah,
he's selling those?
There is. There is a Trump calendar out there. I don't know how much it is, but it's probably overpriced and made in China. But each and every month features a picture of Trump in some kind of costume representing whatever holiday it is in that month. And I think it's all AI generated. Could be AI generated. I don't know. I can't see a close up of it.
Think we can get a printed version of it?
It's possible. It's possible. We could probably go there and you know try and find out what the Reagan calendar. I'm not Reagan.
Trump.
Yeah, Trump calendar looks like.
We should put one up here in the studio.
No.
No? Come on. No.
Why not? I'll just put the. I'll put the Trump. Clock up
the
too.
first result on Amazon is it's an AI Trump in his suit sitting on the back of a bald eagle with his arms outstretched like the eagle's wings, and there's an American flag draped on him like a cape behind him.
Is that part of the calendar?
That's like the front page. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Okay, and like there's one of him just absolutely built weightlifting, it looks like. There's a ton of stupid stuff in here.
Well,
that's
what you see on X. It's just outrageous. Anyway, yeah, that's the big news. So get that early. You want to, you know, spend a lot of time each month looking at that picture.
Okay.
All right. How about this? The shocking Trump coin money grab. It went down so quickly.
Yeah.
The first coin that people are still trying to dissect what happened. But it appears that Donald Trump and his family took a big step toward Putin-style self-enrichment through an explosion of a brand new Trump-launched meme-linked cryptocurrency.
Boy. Really?
Yes. Try to figure that one out. People are actually buying into this somehow, which has no actual value and can never be used as actual currency.
Okay.
Why?
It's just a commemorative thing, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. No, people Maybe? Are making money on this. He was personally attending what was called the crypto ball for the industry, right? Do you remember? The crypto ball? Was Snoop Dogg played the records as a DJ at the Crypto Ball.
I missed that somehow.
Yeah, I've got a little.
I didn't get an invite.
I've got a cut from him.
We got a couple of minutes.
He doesn't think that bad of Trump, does he?
Well, he did at one time.
He did it. Oh,
yeah.
Did I misread your story then? Yeah.
I don't know.
Snoop Dogg. Oh, why don't we play that? Let's play Cut 93. Can you hit that up there? This is Snoop Dogg's idea. I had to use a beep an awful lot in this one.
Okay.
But let's check it out.
Okay.
So ain't nobody going to perform for Donald Trump, huh? Which one of you boo-ass going to be the first one to do it? I'm waiting. I'm going to roast out one of you Uncle Tom-ass for doing it. Which one of you going to do it first? Osborne's the one that performs for himself.
So that's Snoop Dogg, and he was criticizing anybody that would play for Donald Trump. So now he is at the crypto ball playing DJ for Trump.
Yeah, he changed his mind.
And there's a reason for that, because Trump, what did he do? He commuted a sentence of the guy who owns Snoop Dogg's company, one of the co-owners.
Oh, really? Okay.
So that's
what
happened.
Explains that.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up, we've got, get this, we've got Boys to Men tickets to give away. That's coming up. Also, former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin will join us in our next hour. And right around the corner, we're going to get into TikTok. It went away. It came back.
It did. Yep. It did all sorts of things.
I love, I love, I love my calendar girl.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
TikTok went away for a few hours.
Yeah.
Then it came back.
It scared everybody. Yeah. Just, you know, they were running in the streets wild.
People were running around with their hair on fire, just didn't know what to do with themselves.
Oh, boy.
Throwing their phones away.
92.7 right. WMDX. Give us a text. Go to our Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm.
And touch the button there, and you can give us a little message. We have a few here. Mm-hmm. Will the Webster Dictionary have Trump's picture for the definition of tacky? Probably. That's from Mark. And also, when you, Trump Mark. Speaks, the only time he ever goes long. He talks a little bit too long for most of us.
Mm. And Robert from McFarland says, I think Snoop thought he owed Trump.
That's right. That's the whole point.
Ah.
Yep. Trump pardoned one of his best friends, Michael Harry Larris, Harris or whatever from Death Row Records.
Okay.
Now he's out and they're running the record company again.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
Okay.
Playing DJ at the Crypto Ball.
Yes. And it's National DJ Day today. So salute all the DJs out there. All right. Let's get into TikTok a little bit. You know, this is so weird because Trump wanted to ban this a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Congress, 80% of Congress wanted to ban it.
Yep.
Passed a law.
Yeah.
The thing went into effect. They pulled TikTok off the social media apps, and now it's back.
Yeah.
It's back like 10 hours later.
What a great idea.
Here's Sho Chu, who is the TikTok American executive.
Mm-hmm.
Thanking Trump. This is just before Trump, waved the magic wand and brought TikTok back. Here's what he had to say.
Hi, everyone. It's Sho here. As you know, We have been fighting to protect the constitutional right to free speech for the more than 170 million Americans who use our platform every day to connect, create, discover, and achieve their dreams. On behalf of everyone at TikTok and all our users across the country, I want to thank President Trump for his commitment to work with us to find a solution that keeps TikTok available in the United States. This is a strong stand for the First Amendment and against arbitrary censorship. As we've said, TikTok is a place where people can create communities, discover new interests, and express themselves, including over 7 million American businesses who earn a living and gain new customers using our platform. We are grateful and pleased to have the support of a president who truly understands our platform, one who has used TikTok to express his own thoughts and perspectives, connecting with the world and generating more than 60 billion views of his content in the process. To all American users, thank you for making our TikTok community such a rich and vibrant space, for surprising and delighting us every day. Rest assured, we will do everything in our power to ensure our platform thrives as your online home for limitless creativity and discovery, as well as a source of inspiration and joy for years to come. Thank you. Okay. More to come.
Fantastic.
So there it is.
Yeah.
And he kissed the ring with Trump, and you know, everything's good there now.
It's going to be at the inauguration.
Yeah. And now here's a cut of TikTok. This is the TikTok crowd defending TikTok and really putting the screws to Congress. Mm-hmm. Take a listen.
I'm sure that we have all Dear experienced Congress, someone telling us when we talk
we accept
about
the fact that you're banning TikTok under the guise of protecting our data. But you're crazy if you think for a second we believe this is about our safety. You see us how you want to see us. Voters to manipulate, voices to silence, and a narrative to control. But what we learned is that each one of us is a dreamer, a storyteller, an influencer, a rebel, and a movement you can't suppress. Sincerely yours, the TikTok Club.
Wow, I like
TikTok
that.
TikTok Club.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, I mean, Congress wanted to ban it because they're worried about, you know, China stealing everybody's information. Right?
That's right.
I mean, that's why they laid down the law, and they were obviously very concerned about that. But now all that concern seems to be out the window because people demanded TikTok get back.
It was such a stupid idea in the first place, of course, you know, suggested by Trump. What do you expect?
But he did an about face on
this. Well, you know, with the executive order, it didn't work out that way. And then Congress thought, well, what a great idea that was. And you know who picked it up? Mike Gallagher.
Yeah.
Representative Mike Gallagher up there in Green Bay. He retired, of course, from Congress. But before he left, he managed to push this through and get TikTok banned. Mm-hmm. Now, I have to say that here's a little additional story. I had a Huawei phone, 8 inches. This is huge. This massive, massive phone. And the U.S. banned Huawei in the country. Completely banned it. Huawei was like the third biggest phone manufacturer in the world. And they banned it. And they thought, you know what? We can do more. We can ban more things from China, which they did. Chips and everything. And now they went as far as banning TikTok, which was used by so many people in this country. Mm-hmm. It was insane to even think you could do that. Mm-hmm. And every one of these people that are out there pushing TikTok and defending it have a really good point, right? I mean, businesses use this.
7 million businesses.
Social media, this is one of the great competitors to Meta.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd think that maybe, you know, the whole idea here is to just have an exclusive market in the U.S. with Meta and a few others, Elon's, you know, X. Mm-hmm. But at this point now, we have that competitor, and I'm hoping that somehow we can still continue it. 90 days isn't a long time to give it.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. We have more cuts, by the way. We're going to talk about TikTok next hour, the big story.
Yeah, and we also have former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin coming up in about a half hour. All that and more with Boys to Men tickets right around the corner on John and Gordy.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.